let's bring in Emily Bazelon, legal affairs editor at Slate. She joins us from the Yale University studios. So, Emily, we're hearing some disappointment there on the part of an immigration advocate who's disappointed that the court ruled that police can still ask about immigration status. On the other hand, we're seeing this being written up as an Obama administration victory because those Arizona police then have to go directly to federal authorities. So how is this falling out for you?
I understand the sensitivity about checking immigrant status, but I do think this is largely a victory for the Obama administration. And the reason is that Justice Kennedy, in his majority opinion, said very clearly that states do not have the authority to pass, to make state crimes out of what they view as immigration-related offenses. And so the key distinction Justice Kennedy made in upholding this provision about status checks was that the state was not going beyond the authority that the federal government gave it. In other words, the state cops are really just enforcing federal law as opposed to the state making up its own rules.
And what about the overturning the idea that people have to carry papers? It strikes us that, you may say it's not a crime to not have papers, but if it's still legal for police to ask you about your immigration status, you're going to want to have papers.
That's true. And there is a cost here to illegal immigrants. They may very well feel scared and unwelcome. But this is already how federal law works. It's not the state swooping in and making up its own way of doing things here. And the other thing is that the Supreme Court was very careful to say that if there are plaintiffs down the line who can show that racial profiling played a role in an unconstitutional way in their being stopped or further questioned, then they can still bring a lawsuit.
Right.
So essentially, right, this is the court saying we need to give Arizona and its police the benefit of the doubt here to implement this law in a constitutional way.
And as we said, people are poised to go back at it. But by the way, what was the vote? 5-4, do I remember, on this? On immigration?
It's a 5-3 ruling, because Justice Elena Kagan recused herself.
Right. Let's go to Montana briefly. Montana held that a 1912 law meant corporations could be restricted in spending on political campaigns. This was back when a lawmaker bought himself a seat in that state. The court disagreed. They voted 5-4 against Montana essentially being able to trump the court's Citizens United case.
That's right. What was at stake here was whether we were going to have Citizens United Round 2. Essentially, the Montana Supreme Court said, we really don't want to throw out a century's worth of Montana law on campaign finance reform because we think that it's corrupting to allow corporations to give as much money as they want to candidates outside of the PAC structure the state had set up. And so the question was whether the court was going to grant full review of this case and have argument, and we were going to revisit these questions since Citizens United about all these huge campaign donations that are coming in. And the court is not going to do that. This was what's called a summary reversal. In one paragraph, the majority of the court, five more conservative justices, said, Montana Supreme Court, you are out of line with Citizens United. End of story. And Justice Breyer, joined by the other three more liberal members, said, hey, wait a second. We think Citizens United was wrong and would like to revisit it. And even if we accept Citizens United, we think Montana should be able to have its own independent authority to regulate campaign finance.
Emily, we're right up against the break. Just very, very briefly, do you think someone else will challenge Citizens United?
I'm sure they will down the line.
Yeah. Emily Bazelon, legal affairs editor for Slate. On two of the court's rulings today, we're going to have a third when we come back. Emily, thank you so much.
Thanks so much for having me.
And in about a minute, when we come back, a look at the ruling on life sentences for juvenile offenders. That's in 1 minute, here and now.